Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we are able to be together in prayer this morning. Today is Monday, and this is the 21st week after Pentecost. This week, we will begin reading the book of 1 Samuel and hear how God is at work even when the ages are turning and everything is changing. In times like these, in times like ours, the Lord calls us to draw close in prayer. So this week, what is it that you are praying for? And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a certain man of Ramathaim, a Zuphite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man used to go up year by year from his town to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all of her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion, because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival used to provoke her severely and irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as they went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" After they had eaten and drunk at Shiloh, Hannah rose and presented herself before the Lord. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. Hannah was deeply distressed, and she prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made this vow, "O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head." And she continued praying before the Lord, and Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying silently, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put away your wine." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman deeply troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for I have been speaking out of my greatest anxiety and vexation all this time." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. The God of Israel grant you the petition that you have made to him." And she said, Let your servant find favor in your sight. Then the woman went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and her countenance was sad no longer. They rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord. Then they went back to their house at Ramah. Elkanah knew his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I have asked him of the Lord. The man Elkanah and his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all times. Her husband, Elkanah, said to her, Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word. So the woman remained, nursed the son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. He is given to the Lord. She left him there for the Lord. What are you praying for? And I don't mean just the normal daily prayer requests, though those are very important. This week, I'm wondering what kind of really big, life-changing, world-changing action are you looking to see God accomplish for you to be part of? For Hannah, her long-running, life-changing prayer was to be the mother of a child. She suffered in her household because Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, was mother, and that gave her status in a household and in the community, and she would torment with it. Because she knew Elkanah loved Hannah more. I'm sure Hannah was the wife that they all whispered about, though, that they all wondered about, as if there was something wrong with her. Hannah's prayer tears at her heart, her tears, her sorrow. She is so fervent in her prayer that Eli the priest thinks that she is drunk. After she prays, though, Eli blesses her, and her spirits are raised. God hears her prayer, blesses her with a son, and the son Samuel. She then, in fulfillment of her vow, gives him back to the Lord. Hannah dedicates Samuel to the Lord. The story that opens the book of 1 Samuel echoes with stories of God's favor and blessings for Israel from throughout Israel's history. Like Jacob's wife Rachel, Hannah is loved while her rival, who torments her because she bears more children, is less loved. Like Jacob's wife Rachel and her grandmother and Rachel's grandmother-in-law Sarah, Hannah gives birth to a special child by God's grace. Like Rachel, Hannah is that beloved wife, and like Abraham, this firstborn son is offered up in sacrifice and thanksgiving to the Lord. Samuel is not threatened to be killed, however, but simply designated to the Lord under a special kind of vow, the vow of a Nazarite, that he will be the Lord's servant from his birth. He has Hannah's first fruits gift to the Lord. What a lavish gift he is. Her child is holy. So in a way, Samuel becomes a representative of his people, God's special and holy people, dedicated to God and to God's purposes in the world. Not only then is this story then filled with echoes from Israel's past, but this story ripples out with a vision of its future. Samuel's arrival at a pivotal moment in Israel's history points forward to the birth of another miraculous child born at the pivotal moment in the history of not only Israel, but of the world. But here at the beginning of 1 Samuel, things are changing in Israel. One age is giving way to another, and Samuel stands astride these two ages. He is the last of the judges and the first of the prophets. And I cannot help but think that we too are living in an age of change and transition, the end of one era and the start of a new era. Over these next few weeks, let us see how God is at work among God's people as their whole nation goes through an upheaval. And let's see also how the servant of the Lord, Samuel, follows the Lord through all of these changes. One thing we've realized already, the fervent and bold prayers of one woman can be a prayer for so much more than even that one woman could ever imagine. Hannah may have wanted a child, but it was the Lord who was raising up a leader for his nation in a time of darkness and confusion. So I wonder, what are you praying for? And what is God leading us to do and to be? Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of communion and faith within your church, for the gifts of relationship with others. For what else are we truly thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ, every land, in every land, and particularly for our congregation. We pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries that are ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work to bring about peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For what else do we ask the Lord today? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.